This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now we need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Matier.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A judge is indicating that he's likely to keep federal monitoring of the Oakland Police Department in place. That oversight was required more than 20 years ago following a civil rights lawsuit against four officers accused of assault and planting evidence. Phil, that's got to be a record, one. And two, you know, the department has been in compliance with most of the reforms so far. So what's the sticking point?
Okay, absolutely. You're absolutely right. One, I can't think of a story that I've covered longer than this, the ongoing drama at the Oakland Police Department. Second, it goes back to Jerry Brown. In a nutshell, what happened was Jerry Brown, when he was mayor, there was a real high Russian crime in Oakland, and he basically told the cops, go out there and whoop butt, do whatever it takes to get the criminals off the street. They did. Some of them went too far. It wound up in a court action and what we call a consent decree, where, as you pointed out, there were certain goals that the Oakland Police Department was supposed to make, and they haven't made them in 21 years. Some people say it's because of incompetence in the department. Others say, and I think rightfully so, that one of the reasons is that the goalpost keeps moving, and it's every time they get close to it, they say, well, not there. And the next thing you know, we have a new chief and some sort of small scandal or big scandal that sets it all back, resets the clock, and we keep doing it again. And that's what they're doing now, probably.
So the lack of leadership, though, the consistency in leadership, though, we have to talk about, because what, they've had 9 different police chiefs in 10 years or something like that?
Oh, more than that. No, we had 9, you know, a while ago. I think we're up to like, you know, 12 or 13. We have chiefs, acting chiefs, interim chiefs, chief in, chief out. You know, we have a chief now that was fired. Then the question was whether or not he should have been fired. Now he's running for city council. Patty, you can't make this stuff up. But yes, question about leadership at the top. Now, at the same time that they're trying to, you know, clean up the internal investigations and the disciplining of officers in the inside, they're also dealing with understaffing and an increased crime rate on the outside. So, you know, so they are saying, you know, look, we're trying to deal with this on the, you know, these problems we have with some of the cops here. And these problems aren't what they used to be. We're not talking about questionable shootings or things like that. We're talking about fender benders in garages, whether the cop was disciplined or not, or witnesses, where this is a severe one, was a witness bribed in a murder case. That's a severe one. But it's all of them. But I got to tell you, I've never seen a department like this, and you're talking about shaky at the top. Did you know that right now, Oakland, the chief of police isn't technically a cop in California?
Did not know that.
Floyd Mitchell, who they hired from Texas, in order to come in from out of state and be a cop, you have to pass a test on the state level. You have to take these courses and pass the test. He hasn't done that yet. And that's why at community meetings, he's showing up in civvies rather than a uniform. He can't wear a uniform. He can't carry a gun. He can't issue a parking ticket. And he's the chief. Tell me, what's wrong with this picture?
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.